Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Waymo released a report on its autonomous vehicle operations in Phoenix, Arizona for the first time. The report looked at driving data from all of 2019 and the first 9 months of 2020 and found that its vehicles were involved in 18 crashes and 29 simulated events where a human safety driver was determined to have prevented an incident, none of which resulted in serious injury and which the company said were nearly all the fault of other drivers, mostly rear-ending. Waymo operated a fleet of 300 vehicles in the region, operating in a 100-square-mile area, logging 6.1 million miles with safety drivers on board in 2019, along with 65,000 fully autonomous miles. The report outlined details about all the crashes with the vehicles, as well as outlining Waymo's overall safety methodology. The Internet Archive announced it began adding in banners on web pages archived in the Wayback Machine that have been referenced by fact-checking organizations or found to be part of misinformation campaigns. Organizations used for these contextual banners include FactCheck.org, Check Your Fact, Lead Stories, PolitiFact, Washington Post Fact Checker, AP News Fact Check, USA Today Fact Check, Graphica, Stanford Internet Observatory, and Our News. The content of the archive post is unaltered, with a yellow banner at the top linking to the outside article for additional context. Samsung has retaken the top spot for phone shipments worldwide, according to IDC, Counterpoint, and Canalys. Huawei had taken over the top spot for a quarter on strong sales in China, while the rest of the world saw a dip in phone purchases. Huawei's Q3 shipments dropped 7% and 24% year-over-year, but came in second. Xiaomi grew 46% of the year and took over third, passing Apple, which dropped 7% and came in fourth. 5, 6, and 7th spots went to Oppo, Vivo, and Realme, which are all BBK brands. If you combine those BBK brands, BBK would be second and very close to Samsung. The Financial Times reports that, according to sources, Huawei plans to build a dedicated chip factory in Shanghai to make components for its telecom infrastructure business. The factory would be run in partnership with Shanghai IC R&D Center and initially create chips using an old 45-nanometer process. This would be followed by a process shift to 28 nanometers in late 2021, which sources say would be suitable for smart TVs and Internet of Things devices, before moving to 20 nanometers in late 2022, with plans to use those chips in some 5G infrastructure. Sources say that with Huawei's existing stockpile of infrastructure components, this may allow their domestic telecom business to continue with minimal disruption. Sources did not mention any plans to manufacture chips for phones at the plant. Instagram removed the recent tab from hashtag pages before the U.S. election in an effort to stop the spread of harmful information. Hashtag pages on Instagram show top results and recent results. Recent results show the latest content regardless of relevancy. Top results are ranked by popularity. WhatsApp announced plans to add a disappearing messages feature last November and has now updated its FAQ with details on how it will actually work. Once enabled, messages will disappear after 7 days. Either user in an individual chat can toggle the feature on or off, while only admins can do so in group chats. Messages in a disappearing chat forwarded to a standard chat thread won't disappear, and unread notifications will still contain message details if not read within that 7-day window. WhatsApp has not announced when the feature will actually roll out, but previously said it would come to WhatsApp on the web, Android, iOS, and KaiOS. MIT researchers published a paper in the IEEE Journal of Engineering in Medicine and Biology outlining an AI algorithm that can identify individuals with COVID-19 by the sound of their cough, including asymptomatic patients. In testing, the algorithm was 98.5% accurate on patients with a positive COVID-19 test and 100% accurate on those with no other symptoms other than the cough. The algorithm was trained on a dataset of 70,000 audio samples with multiple coughs, 2,500 of which were confirmed COVID-19 cases. The researchers hope to use this as a way to take quick non-invasive daily screenings and for pool testing to quickly detect outbreaks in groups. Intel announced the first wave of laptops to use its Iris Z Max discrete GPUs. These initial GPUs all include Intel's 11th generation Tiger Lake CPUs and use Intel's Deep Link technology to combine discrete and integrated GPUs for creative work. The laptops include the Dell Inspiron 15 7000 2-in-1, available now in the U.S. for $1,549, the 14-inch Acer Swift 3X that starts at $899 and available in December, and the 14-inch Asus VivoBook Flip TP470, which Intel says will be available shortly in the U.S. and China. As part of the 5-year anniversary for the mobile game Honor of Kings, Tencent announced the game surpassed 100 million daily active users. The game's developer, TiMi Studios, also announced plans to use Honor of Kings IP in two new games in unspecified genres, an anime and a TV series in China. The Raspberry Pi Foundation announced the Raspberry Pi 400, a keyboard that includes a Raspberry Pi 4 system on a chip inside. It includes a quad-core ARM Cortex A72 CPU, 4 GB of RAM, Bluetooth, Gigabit Ethernet, and Wi-Fi 5 with two micro HDMI ports that can power dual 4K displays. The Raspberry Pi 400 costs $70 for just the keyboard or $100 for a bundle with a mouse, power supply, micro SD card, HDMI cable, and beginner's guide. It's available in the UK, US, France, and Germany now, coming to Italy and Spain next week, with releases planned in India, Australia, and New Zealand by the end of the year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.